Good morning, 910 here on the Mighty 690, and we are joined this morning, as we are each and every Wednesday at this time, by Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning, James. I'm doing good.
Hey, good deal. So, I know you guys had a business over breakfast.
We did. It was a good crowd. Wow. It was a lot of people, a lot of good announcements. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, let's get into it.
Okay. Well, we started off with our sponsor, which was Visit Coffeeville. Amy was in today talking about the NASA exhibit and how that's been doing really well. Lots of people coming in to visit it. And, of course, lots of school bus tours. So, lots of kids. So it's been good. But also, she probably already announced this, but she's headed to this weekend, Texas, for Adulton Days that's down there. So we've developed a great partnership, and now we go down there to theirs, and they come up to ours, and then we share the information. And already seeing lots of people that have, you know, seen our booth down there and then come up, and they're like, hey, I want to go check out Coffeeville. So that's been a great partnership, and lots of other good things happening with tourism. Just a lot of people in the area. It surprises me every time we have somebody come in that's from far away, and they love Coffeeville.
Oh yeah,
we're known all over the place. So we also had Emily Lewis from Live Healthy Montgomery County, and talking about this coalition that was formed. So a few years ago, we were ranked probably almost the lowest in the state. I mean, we were down in the bottom. So they formed a coalition just to kind of make sure we could improve the health of our county. And actually, they just announced that we've been moving up. We're up like six spots already, and just in the last year. So moving in the right direction, good things happening, just improve the health of our community. So congratulations to them and all that good work. We also had Krista from the CCC Foundation talking about the May 3rd scholarship auction, and a lot of changes. Have they been on to talk about it yet?
Not yet. We need to get them on here.
Okay, we need to get them on. Yes, I'll tell her to come on next week maybe.
Yeah.
But they've got so many changes. If you've never been, first of all, amazing, amazing, amazing night.
Oh, yeah.
But this year, even better. So, number one, you get to pre-register and pay for your tickets online, and then you're already in the system, and you don't have to go through the check-in process. So, the long lines are going to be skipped. That's going to be good. You can actually, when you register, you'll get a bid number. When you're going around bidding on stuff, if you decide, you know, I need to sneak out early or whatever, you can pay right there on your phone and then get your item later, or sometimes you can even get that night. But again, reducing those lines. They also moved it to Friday night this year, which is a change, but part of that is because their auctioneer couldn't do it on Saturday. Mark Mayfield, so he's the guy that came to our annual dinner. Wonderful, funny comedian, speaker and everything, but he's actually going to be the auctioneer just to bring some liveliness to it, you know, than the traditional. And I know they've already got tons of items coming in. They were talking about these new AI golf clubs. I don't know what that means, but I'm like, is that cheating? Wait a minute, you know, you got extra help now? But really nice things like that, a Traeger grill, tickets to the Chiefs game and a suite, and just all kinds of good stuff. So May 3rd, mark your calendars, get registered. If you do it now, it's only $20. So it's kind of the early bird special. Get it going. Okay, some other things going on. We had Jana talking about Kiwanis, and of course, the last few weeks they've been working on the senior plaques and signs. All 124 seniors have been sponsored now, so kudos to the community for stepping up and helping out with that. Bryce from CCC Athletics talked about some games coming up. So tomorrow is a doubleheader for baseball, and then Saturday is a doubleheader for softball. Of course, on the new gorgeous fields, and they're going to have either concessions or food truck and all kinds of good stuff. And I think weather will be nice after today. Mm-hmm. So be a good time to get out and watch a game. Amy with Coffeeville Regional Medical Center. So over the last few months, they've been working on the build challenge for the new facility. And they just finished up the challenge program and raised double what they had expected. So that was really good news. Now, that doesn't mean they're funded yet. They're about 63%, so they're still taking donations, but they're also working on grants that'll cover most of that, is what they're hoping. So that's coming along great. I am so excited. Okay, we had somebody here today with a really good announcement that made me want to remind everybody about the chamber, too. So Andrew was from Ram's Head, and they do roofing and contracting and all kinds of stuff. And they're based out of another town, but they've started up an office here in Coffeeville, and they're a chamber member. Storm hit. They've had a lot of roof damages, especially in Caney, even in Coffeeville. There was that burst down by 8th and 11th area. So, but the good reminder he said was know who you're talking to. When a storm hits, it's like the vultures come in.
Oh, yeah.
Contracting places from all over come in.
A lot of people in Caney have already had people knocking on their doors.
Yes, yes. And some of them are good people, but some of them are not. So know who you're talking to, number one. Number two, if you want to know if somebody's reputable, call the chamber. If I've heard the name, I'll tell you, and I'll go, yeah, I've heard of them, or, you know, we've heard good things. Or if they're a chamber member, you know they're going to be reputable. It's the fly-by-the-seat companies that we don't know about. So just not just about roofing, but just in general, if you want to know, just call the chamber. So Sharon from ABC, they are having a carnival on Thursday, and it's open to the public. So bring out the kids, the grandkids, just a great time to have at ABC Childcare. NATO is having a golf tournament on May 4th, the football team, and they're looking for whole sponsors. So either sponsor it, or if you want to get a team together, contact NATO Football, and they can get you all set up on that. Okay, a couple things from the chamber and some business updates. So I want to say congratulations to Green Acres. They are our April Business Spotlight of the Month. Spring is here, so this is a great time to go out, get all your plants, get everything. So stop by Green Acres. Also, with spring coming, this is a good reminder, it's a good time to kind of spruce up Coffeyville. So there's two good programs. One is the city's program, Paint the Town. So if you have a residence, you can get paintings and you can spruce up your the whole house a little bit. And that's through the city. And then the chamber has a storefront improvement program. So you can go out to both of our websites and learn more about them. But again, free money. Some of them are matching programs, so you have to put some money in and then we'll match it. But just a good opportunity to get everything cleaned up in Coffeyville. Spring also means we're getting closer to summer. I know it doesn't feel like that, but as fast as everything went the last few months, summer will be here before we know it. So Summer Celebration announced this year's date, which will be July 13th, for another amazing day for Coffeyville. Follow their Facebook page for the details and announcements over the next few months about the bands and the activities and all the good fun for that. I want to give a shout out to the city of Coffeyville. At their last commission meeting, they received a plaque from FEMA. So that was an award that commemorates Coffeyville's improvement in the community rating system. That's part of the National Flood Insurance Program. So, and of course, you probably already did a news story on this, but also a lot of good momentum happening with the Levee project.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to continue to have some good announcements on that. But yeah, really good things happening on that to help make sure we never get ourselves in that position again. So excited about that. CRMC announced a free health and cancer screening. That is April 20th in Independence at the Masonic Lodge. All ages are welcome, but contact the hospital and they can tell you a little bit more about that. Hillcrest Golf Course and Coffeyville Rec announced a junior golf program. Sign-ups have begun for ages 7 through 18, I think. And you can register online or you can go in person at the Coffeyville Rec. But it's a short program. It's probably about like 8 different days, I think, that they're going to do a little golf training. And just a good way to be introduced to golf in our area. So Fort County is offering a youth mental health first aid class. They have April 5th in Independence and then April 23rd in Sedan. So you can contact Fort County for details. Or they're in our newsletter if you want to check out our newsletter that has the link and everything to sign up for that. So, okay, some great events coming up. Let me make sure I have nothing else on Coffeyville. Do one thing on the chamber. So on 18th is our Women in Business Conference. I've been talking about that. We are sold out. I'm trying to find room, put some more in, but right now we're sold out. But the chamber will be closed that day. So I just want to let everybody know that on April 18th, the offices will be closed. On the 25th, we're offering a Chamber 101, and that's whether you're a new business wanting to learn more about your benefits, or you're not a business chamber member, but you just want to learn about what the chamber's doing and how to be involved. That'll be, again, on the 25th. It's from 12 to 1, and lunch will be provided. So, okay, a few other events coming up. So April 8th is the solar eclipse. The library is having a eclipse party, so if you want to go down there, they're going to have glasses for everybody and do a little solar eclipse party. Amy with Tourism is actually going down to Oklahoma. They're having a huge eclipse party.
Yeah, like an 1800s kind of theme.
Yes, yeah. It's an old-fashioned. But she was telling me that I think they said they have so many people coming that people have started renting out pastures just so people can camp because the hotels are full all around the area. So, Sonic, if your kiddos want some solar eclipse glasses, if you go in and order the, I think it's called a blackout shake.
Yeah. They get a special shake.
Yeah. And then you get free glasses. So, and when in doubt, if you're a welder, you just put on the little welding cap. So, but yeah, that'll be coming up on the 8th. On the 9th is the Festival of Salads. I'm so excited about this. Soup in the fall, salad in the spring. Mm-hmm. First Baptist Church, it's 11 to 1. Tickets are $7, which to me is a steal because you really get so much you can't even fit it on a plate. they say it's salad, but salad meaning everything from chicken salad, tuna salad, to pastas, to you name it. So, and it is a fundraiser for the Salvation Army. So all that funds go to help those in our community. April 13th is a big day. Lots of stuff going on. There's the Spring into Autism Awareness with Born to Blossom. And then that's also the CES Carnival. So, again, open to everybody. Bring the kids out for a day of fun. They're also going to have a fundraiser that day. So a group of students got together to put together to organize this. And it's a barbecue from 12 to 3. All the funds raised will go for medical expenses for one of their local teachers, Mr. Sizemore. So lots going on that day. That'll be fun. Let's see what else is going on. May 4th, CCC is having a drum fest. I kind of want to go just because I love watching the drum lines, I guess. But it's grade 6 through 12 and $20. It includes T-shirt, lunch, and a concert. So make sure that you register, though, online because there's only so many spots available for that. And May 4th is also the first, supposedly annual, they're going to do, South Coffeyville Craft Fair. So they're starting that up. It's at the First Baptist Church all day long, and they've got tons of vendors. So that'll be going on May 4th. Coming up, not quite in April, but I just want to go ahead and put it on your calendars. On the 20th is a community baby shower. It's going to be at the Boys and Girls Club at 5:30. It's for either expecting moms or moms that have babies under 3 months old. Space is limited, so you have to call. And you can call, I don't know if you can call Boys or Girl, but it's 926-1454. But just call the chamber and we'll get you hooked up on that one. And then I'm so excited about this one. Caney's Mayfest this year is going to be bigger. Every year they have a great time down there. May 24th and 25th. But this year, they've actually got carnival rides. So they're going to have rides, inflatables, food, games, all kinds of activities on both days. And then that Friday night kicks off the Fourth and Live concert. And as you know, they've got a connection with the country music scene. So this year, they have all kinds of a good lineup. But one of them is featuring Chris Jansen. Just last month, he topped his 5th number one song. So a popular, I don't know him very well, but I know some of his songs. But I just think that's awesome. They always, every year, get out a big name to come to Caney, Kansas. I love that. So tickets are on sale now for that. So that'll be coming up in May. I think that is all I had. I kept feeling like I'm missing something else, but I think that was all. Lots of good stuff happening, but like I said, just call the chamber and I can give you details and all this, or just go to the calendar on our website. In fact, we had someone come in yesterday. How do I know what's happening in town? And I was like, well, have you been to our website? So we have the community calendar. I know you guys announce stuff all the time on your community calendar. So lots of good ways to get information out there. And then we have been trying to remember to turn on the IC machine. I forget so many times, but as it gets warmer, we'll have it on more and more. When in doubt, call and go, hey, is it on yet? If not, we'll have it on in 5 minutes. So stop by and get an IC.
Okay, excellent. Looking forward to all that over there. So, well, a good update, Candy. Appreciate it. And folks can stop by and give you a call or see you in person there if they have questions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. And we'll talk to you here next week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. And we have more Open Line straight ahead here on KGGF.